Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Right now, it's time to talk a little Chiefs football. We are the home of the Chiefs here on 104.1 FM KMOX. Danon Hughes is the Chiefs radio analyst and former wide receiver for the team. They will take on the Giants Sunday at 7:20, and that game will be right here on 104.1 FM KMOX. Time to bring in Danon. How's it going, friend?
Going all right. I'm already up here in New Jersey. I'm visiting my high school. Shout out to the Bayonne High School, Bayonne Bees. They got a game tonight against Irvington. So I got a trifecta weekend. I get Bayonne football. Then I got Iowa versus Rutgers tonight at Rutgers. And then we got the Chiefs game on Sunday. So this is a fun-filled weekend for me.
So how many wins are you about to see this weekend?
Three.
Okay. All right.
Three.
All
right. Oh, that's the only right number. We got to start with my high school tonight. They'll run through Irvington. I feel that. And then Iowa against Rutgers. You know, my Hawkeyes, we're putting up points on the board now, so we're going to run through the Scarlet Knights. And then we got to get our first win Sunday night. The Chiefs cannot go against Baltimore next week being 0-3.
Yeah, it's very early in the season. You're down a couple of your key offensive pieces at the receiver position, but it kind of feels like this is as close to a must-win game this early in the season that I can think of.
Yeah, it's definitely uncharted territory for the Chiefs. If you remember back in 2021, we did start the season 3-4, but we did not have a three-game losing streak. So to say it's a must-win game, I don't know if it's that far. I don't know if we're desperate for a win. I just think that we have to have something positive. This organization is used to winning. We're used to having high standards. We've set the bar so high of consistency that being in this circumstance where, you know, we're at the bottom of the AFC West, and not only that, but we're also allowing teams like the Chargers to separate themselves from us. They have an opportunity to go 3-0 in the AFC West. So we can't afford any more losses, especially in the near future. But it all starts Sunday night against another desperate team in the Giants.
So, yeah, I mean, when you look at the Chiefs at 0-2, I see them very differently than I see, say, the Giants at 0-2 or the Bears at 0-2, that even though they are 0-2, I have this feeling that by the time we get to the end of the year, this is still very likely a playoff team, is it not?
Oh, I believe that 100%. And I've said this year in and year out. If we're healthy in January, you're scared as an opponent. It doesn't matter if we get there by being 10-7 or 14-3. If we're healthy in January, then we're going to be a force to be reckoned with. And, you know, we don't want to have the uphill battle. We haven't had to have that with Patrick Mahomes at the quarterback position. But we also have to recognize that we're everyone's Super Bowl. Every time we come to town, this is like a Super Bowl for the other team. So they're going to play their best game. They're going to have the ability to be most amped up and ready for the game and ready for the challenge. They know if they beat us, if they play well against us, that they've accomplished something more than maybe any other team. So we recognize that. We've been down this road for a long time. It's just about now getting a W. We've lost the last three games, a Super Bowl, blowout, but then the last two games against two teams that everybody believes is the cream of the crop of the AFC and the NFC, in the Chargers and the Eagles, and we only lost by one score without Xavier Worthy, without Rashee Rice, and I feel like that's gonna that tide is going to turn soon. It's just a matter of getting it done sooner than later.
Yeah, and you mentioned the schedule. It has been a brutal schedule to start the season. Hopefully this week will be a little let up. The Giants, not the same caliber of club that the others were. Is there a particular aspect of this Chiefs team right now that you think is underperforming expectations? Is it the pass rush, the secondary? Is there some aspect of the team that is a concern for you, Danan?
Yeah, I think the running game is definitely a concern. We are 0-3 when Patrick Mahomes leads the team in rushing. The last 2 weeks, he's led the team in rushing, and we've lost both of those games. The fact that we haven't gotten a turnover on defense, that's an issue as well. We got to turn the ball over and put pressure on opposing offenses. We've had to play from behind in both games, and that's unfamiliar territory. So that gets us out of sorts. That's part of the reason why we haven't run the ball well. So those three things are pretty much what come to mind for me and where we can improve. You can't sustain greatness by not running the ball efficiently and playing from behind and then not getting turnovers. Now, fortunately, we've only turned the ball over one time. But, like, you think about opportunities last week. There was a ball that glanced off of A.J. Brown's hands that was just about 2 feet short of Jaden Hicks getting an interception. There was one that went screaming over the head of Shamari Connor that could have been an interception, an errant throw by Jalen Hurts. Like, it's a game of inches, and that's literally how it's been these first 2 weeks. So if we can change that around, I think we'll be in good position. But we also have to recognize that Wilson, he's had our number. He's done well against us in the past. And he's one of the best throwers of the deep ball to play the game. And we have to be ready for that. So they got nothing to lose. They're at home, Sunday Night Football, and they're going to try to get their first win, and we got to combat that.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, so the Kansas City Chiefs, again, this is a game that I think they are going to end up winning. And as you said, Danan, they are very likely to end up winning. As you look at the very beginning part of this season, the Giants are, I think, a get-right game. And that's probably what it's going to be for them, and I think we all sort of agree on that. But after the Super Bowl of last year and seeing what the Eagles have done and the reality that they have now won 18 of their last 19 games going back to last year. Are the Chiefs, in your opinion, are they still? Because I think when we talked about this before, you still felt like they were the best team in the NFL despite the record. Do you still think that they are?
I think when we are healthy, we are the best team in the AFC. Until we beat an NFC team, we got the Lions coming up. We obviously lost to the Eagles. We got Dallas on Thanksgiving. You got multiple teams that are going to be playoff teams. We still got to go to Buffalo, and we got to play the Commanders, who, you know, went to the NFC Championship last year, or at least deep into the playoffs. So, like, to me, we can prove. We still got a lot to prove. And As coaches do in the NFL, they break the season up into quarters. Now, it doesn't equally work this way since they added a 17th game, but if you talk about the first quarter of the season and we can beat the Giants and come back home and beat the Ravens, we're 2-2 with our top two receivers out for most of those games. So I feel like we'd be in a good position if we're healthy. Whether or not the tag of being the best in the AFC or the NFL really matters, I don't know. But I can tell you that if we're playing at a full clip at the end of the season with playoffs, with playoff implications on the line, I like our chances.
Do we have a good idea when Worthy is coming back into the lineup?
I think there's been some chatter about him being back this weekend. He practiced. He was a full participant, he and Jalen Royals, this week. So you got the draft pick, the highly touted draft pick that we had that hasn't seen the field yet. And then you got Xavier Worthy that has been lost since the third play of the first game. So if both of those guys are available, I think it adds definitely some firepower to our offense. The creativity of Andy Reid and Matt Nagy, I think, will be on point. And, like, what better time than now? I mean, it would have been great to win at least one of these past two games with Worthy out, but it's the nature of the NFL. But I don't think we need to get into a position where we're 0-3 going to play the Baltimore Ravens and then having to go to Monday Night Football against the Jacksonville Jaguars and then the Detroit Lions. Like, there's a gauntlet coming up in that second and third quarter of the season that we need to get some wins on the board.
What part of Jersey are you from?
Bayonne, New Jersey.
Bayonne.
Shout out to the Bayonne Bees up here, exit 14A on the turnpike.
Yep.
This is my alma mater. I'm actually on the call here from my high school training room.
Sweet. I'm a Rutgers grad, so you're playing my team tomorrow or tonight, I guess.
Sorry in advance.
Yeah. I'm used to it.
He's used to it. Danan, we love talking football with you every Friday. Good luck to you. Enjoy high school football. Enjoy college football tomorrow. And then the Chiefs game on Sunday. Thank you.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.